I blew out a deep breath as I squeezed my eyes shut in an attempt to block out the pain radiating from my ribcage. Every tiny bump we hit was like a sledgehammer to my side, no matter how carefully Hayden drove. I kept my face buried in my arms to hide my grimace. There was nothing Hayden could do about it, and I didn't want him to feel bad for something he had no control over. The truck hit a divot in the road, and I felt the sharp pain vibrate through my ribs again, forcing air through my clenched teeth. My hand on Hayden's shoulder gripped the fabric of his shirt tightly in my fist as I tried to ward off the pain, and I felt the truck slow a little as he tried to be more careful. I hadn't noticed the pain until after I'd climbed into the truck, the adrenaline from the fight and Hayden's words masking the injury. Now, however, it was impossible to ignore as red-hot pain seared through my ribs. I felt the sticky, warm wetness of blood plastering my shirt to my stomach, but the ache from my ribs seemed to be causing the most discomfort. A shaky breath ripped from my lungs as I felt the truck manoeuvring through the trees, telling me we were finally nearly back to Blackwing. I jumped when a hand landed on my back, the movement causing pain to shoot through my nerves once again. "Are you all right?" Malin asked from beside me, her voice equal parts concerned and confused. No one seemed to have realized I was injured at first, just as I hadn't. No, that was wrong. Hayden had noticed. Was all I managed to reply, nodding slowly while I kept my face pressed into my arm that leaned against the back of Hayden's seat. Hayden seemed jittery beneath my touch. My hand on his shoulder was the only thing keeping me grounded as I tried not to let the pain take over. "She's not all right," Hayden snapped, his voice laced with anger. He mumbled something else I couldn't quite hear over the roar of the engine. My heart thumped once at his concern for me, even if it was hidden beneath his angry tone. I couldn't find the strength to reply, though, as yet another bump in the road sent a jolt through my body. After a few more agonizing minutes, Hayden finally pulled the truck to a stop. I hardly managed to lift my head from my arms when I heard my door fly open. Blood rushed to my head, and I felt woozy as I turned to where he stood in the doorway. He took one look at me, his eyes darting to the red stain in my side, before stepping forward and looping his arms beneath my knees and back. He pulled me from the back of the truck easily. "Hayden, I'm fine," I lied, blinking once to try and clear my head. His arms held me securely to his chest as he started walking, and my arms looped automatically around his neck, despite my protests. "No, you're not," he argued gently. The truck still hummed in the background with the engine running and presumably filled with the rest of our rage crew. Hayden hadn't said a word to any of them before pulling me from the back and carrying me away. "No, Grace, damn it, you're not fine," he said firmly. I could practically see the frown on his face, even though my head had fallen to his shoulder. The pain was making me dizzy. I felt pathetically weak that I had to be carried off like this. I'd endured worse pain and had made it through alone. I could take care of myself. Or so I tried to believe as I let Hayden carry me further. I could feel the warmth of his body through his clothes and the way his heart hammered as I rested my head on his shoulder. I was relatively useless as I felt Hayden push a door open, cutting off the sunlight beating down on us. "Doc!" he called sharply, making me jump and sending another shot of pain through my body. Hayden noticed the wince I failed to suppress. "Shit, sorry." "It's fine," I mumbled in reply, squeezing my eyes tightly closed once again. I felt his thumb stroke lightly over my shoulder as he walked, the gentle touch soothing a little bit of the ache I was feeling. "What happened?" Doc soothed as he appeared beside us. "She tried to fight three brutes at once," Hayden explained quickly. "Oh, Grace," Doc said quietly, partly disapproving and partly impressed. "Set her on the bed, Hayden." "I'm going to put you down, all right?" Hayden said quietly. He sounded very close, which I found to be true when I opened my eyes. His face was only inches from my own, and concern was etched clearly across his features. His bright green eyes were locked on mine, and his brows were pulled low over them as he watched me.